We've got Gene Bolduc here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time I always feel good when that plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
For Thing Not a Thing.
Sponsored by Doritos.
Sponsored by, well, maybe not at the end of this segment. The game show wherein we take a look at all the stuff that's got people upset on social media and we ask, is it really a thing or is it not really a thing?
Here's a thing. I want everybody to go to Aaron Keck's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Between this week and next week,
yeah,
and tell us what things they think are a thing or,
yeah,
not a thing.
We started doing that. I started doing that today, and
you,
I think
sure
that's something that we should pick up.
Yeah, we got a dandy thing to start with.
Yes. So thank you to Grace for suggesting this one. Lady Doritos, which apparently... Okay, so those of you who may have heard about this, the CEO of... You're going to have to help me out with this. The CEO of Pepsi... Right, was doing an interview.
And Pepsi is the parent company.
Is the parent company of literally everything.
That makes Doritos and other very nutritious products.
Basically, at this point, it's that big conglomerate from Wall-E that just takes over the entire world and
ruins it.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But they make Doritos among other things. CEO of Pepsi, who is a woman. I can't remember her name.
I don't know her name.
Yeah, was doing an interview with the guy behind Freakonomics. And he asked her if there were products that were, like, they were talking
just,
about...
These are just ordinary products
that can be marketed
toward women or marketed toward men or marketed toward any other subgroup.
And they were talking about, like, focus groups and how men and women respond differently. And they started talking about Doritos. And she said, we're thinking about it. Marketing... Yeah.
Right up until that got out.
Creating a new kind of Dorito with not as much dust on your fingers, and it wouldn't like crumble into dust at the bottom of the bag, and it wouldn't crunch as loud.
And it wouldn't crunch as loud so that women could be quieter.
So women could be quieter.
Of course,
right?
I'm automatically against this.
And this would be marketed towards ladies. She did not actually use the phrase "Lady Doritos." But she may as well have.
Yeah. If you're a lady, you eat the lady Doritos. And let me also assure you they will cost 20% more because of the pink packaging or whatever.
Right.
Just like when women buy razors to shave their legs, they're the same razors that their husbands buy or their boyfriends buy, and they are in pink packaging, and they charge you more for those.
So why do you?
Well, you know what?
I don't know if you do. Why does one?
I shave my manly legs with a manly man's razor.
That's good.
It's crazy not to.
Yeah. Right.
Of course, it's not crazy to not shave your legs. It just is a personal preference, obviously. But, these things, this stuff is ridiculous. I mean, why my deodorant should cost any more than yours is silly.
Yeah.
I buy a deodorant product that doesn't specify which gender it's for. It's not secret or, one of these that's obviously marketed toward women. Though I would really like to see a nice ad with a linebacker buying some of these products that are
linebacker
marketed
buying secret deodorant. Because anyone can use secret deodorant.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Really, there's a lot of people, apparently some of them in the White House, who probably would...
Yeah,
do well with secret
with
deodorant.
Secret
they
something.
Would say, oh,
yeah,
no,
right.
Get out on Fox News that there's secret deodorant at the White House.
And this is the thing. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with a product like Doritos, for instance, where you reimagine the recipe to make it less dusty, to make it kind of more stable in the bag so half of the chips don't crumble into little pieces.
Right. Make it about being a librarian or something.
Or not. Like, just like here, low dust, low crunch chips, and whoever wants to can buy them. It's not the creating of the product. It's the marketing towards a specific gender or a specific demographic
group
of any
kind. I mean, how a woman CEO doesn't get that the undercurrent of that message is that women shouldn't be so loud.
Yeah.
That's just not wrong. No, that was the wrong message there.
The previous
swing and a miss.
The previous one was that everyone's talking about is Bic pens for her. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought those pens. I liked those pens. I used those pens.
And
those
you
were
hated
really,
when they
really
went off
nice
the market,
pen.
Right.
Well, I use Pilot pens now. They're
Yeah.
The G5s with like the really thin, the super fine point.
Because you were inspired by some woman pilot that you had seen flying
maybe,
an airplane.
I don't know.
No, maybe not.
Actually, no. What inspired me to buy those, I think, was high school debate. People were using those pens, and I was like, those are nice pens.
Yeah.
I should purchase some of those
nice,
for me.
Nice ink flow. I'm a pen
connoisseur.
Aficionado.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we were talking about what would be the product that you could then market that obviously everybody buys,
right?
But that you could say, these are for men now, and we decided it was M&M's.
M&M's for men.
Yeah. So by the way, M&M's for men. That's going to be peanut M&M's because it's all about the nuts.
Oh no.
Okay.
No. God.
Yeah. Really? Protein. What are you thinking?
I'm like any product. Like I'll go down like the like hair and soap aisle, and there's like a whole separate section of shampoo and soap that's for men, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
It's just a different scent, basically. It's the same, like,
I mean,
these
I don't
want to
smell like
smelled,
the pine forest,
right?
You know.
Yeah,
that's true.
But like, if you did want to smell like a pine forest, you can buy the.
I'm
pine
allowed to
forest
buy it,
for
yeah.
men. Yeah, if right. I want to smell like lavender, I can go and buy the shampoo with the flowers on the package and everything else.
That's
it's
true.
All about how it's marketed. And the other equivalent that I was thinking of was Target. Remember when they stopped putting boys and girls on the toy aisles?
Yeah, the pink aisle.
Yeah. But the pink aisle is still there. Like, if you go to Target, they still have an aisle that's full of
just pink
packaged dolls that are clearly generally marketed for girls.
That's right.
And they've still got the
right.
aisle of
the action
aisle. Figures, the
yeah,
action
so,
superheroes
so,
and everything
so I mean,
else.
Think about this. It's the action aisle and the Pepto-Bismol aisle. That's what it is.
The Pepto-Bismol aisle is what you go down after you've had too much
After you've
of
had
the
too
action.
Much action.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Excessive action. So I think if they're coming up with these products and they're food-related, and by the way, today, students, is National Pizza Day.
Yes.
That's a real thing.
That is a thing.
I think in honor of that, all of the students at Carolina should just, out of a sense of duty, buy a pizza.
Yes.
I mean, it's a tough ask.
What would be a pizza
students
for...
Students on a Friday night buying a pizza. Man, it's a tall order
of
service.
We gotta answer this important question. What's a pizza for men?
What's a pizza for men?
Yeah. What's a pizza for men versus a pizza for
the
women?
The meat lover's pizza is a man's pizza.
So the veggie pizza that I prefer
and the
is
veggie
the...
veggie special is the lady pizza.
I'm going with the ladies on this one.
Yeah, I'm me too.
Yeah.
You know, and spoiler, I make my own pizza because...
Oh, yeah.
I have some dietary issues with garlic. I don't get along with it. It broke up with me. I didn't break up with garlic.
That's disappointing.
Which is difficult, but it means that I've... you know, gotten pretty good at making pizza.
Yeah, that's
good.
So
as long as you make everything, you can be sure what's in it.
It's all right. If garlic broke up with you, there are plenty of other fish in the sea. They just don't taste as good because you can't have garlic.
There are. I can have dried garlic, so.
Oh, that's not bad.
Dried garlic's pretty good, properly used. That's right. So the other thing that is a thing that I think a lot of men need in the Pennsylvania Avenue area is pie. Humble pie. That's
this
what they need to serve.
This could be for a whole
serve.
Bunch of different reasons.
Yeah, that's what they need to serve at the White House tonight for dinner. Two scoops of ice cream or not.
Yeah.
Because this thing about, to be serious for just a moment,
yes.
this thing about having a guy working for you who's been credibly accused twice of domestic violence, that's a national security risk. That's a guy who doesn't belong at the right hand of any president.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than a little bit alarming, and I don't think this story's over yet by a long shot, this was all known inside the White House, was all known to this. The FBI reported this to White House counsel before the president took office.
None of this is surprising at all, given what we already know about.
So, but John Kelly coming out and just, you know, saying what a fine person this guy is and lying about all this, that he just didn't know about it. And
when
having that statement was written by Hope Hicks, who is Porter's new girlfriend, it all reeks. I mean, the incompetence that's going on there is epic. But the main thing is, this is behavior that puts people in danger, and these two women properly reported this to the FBI, and then nothing came from it. And I just think that that should stop legislators and administrators in their tracks and say, why is that?
Yeah.
I think the country should look at that and say, what is that going to take? Are you going to, until there was a photograph and it was published, the photograph existed, but until it was published, they were quite willing to lie to you and me about it and say, oh, no, he's a great guy. He's at work on time every day, and he went to Harvard. He must be a wonderful guy. Look at him. He's tall and he's handsome.
Someone pointed out on social media somewhere, and I don't know who it was, but it was a good point that if you want to work for this White House and you have at some point in your life said something publicly against Donald Trump, that right there automatically disqualifies you from serving for the White House.
Right.
Which, by the way, I've read Team of Rivals. That actually should be a point in your favor if
it
we were doing
be.
It right.
Yeah.
But that's a disqualification. Credible accusation of
crime,
domestic abuse, crime by
right.
multiple people. Not a problem at all, apparently, until it becomes public.
Or taking money from foreign powers and, mm-hmm. All these things that Flynn was involved in and disclosed to White House counsel. Was disclosed.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
That is Mark Margopoulos.
Nice.
And we're going to talk about political dialogue and discourse and how it's gone off the rails and how to get it back. And it's a terrific conversation. Really looking forward to it.
Check that out this weekend. Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
All right, thanks.